Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 4. We're in the Bay of Biscay now, approaching 8 minutes here after starting the Vendée Globe yesterday in Les Avalones at 8:02 local time. An incredible procession out of the harbor through the narrow channel with hundreds of thousands of people there cheering for every competitor. Very emotional. The goodbyes on the pontoon beforehand, very emotional. Emotional when our great team of preparateurs get off the boat into the rib. And now it's off for our adventure. We headed off, got a reasonable start, and headed off with the fleet. The lead pack quickly separated itself and went out into the lead. And we continued along through the night. It actually got to be fairly wild. We went from the full main and the Genoa to the full main and the Solent to a reef in the main and the Solent to a reef in the main and the staysail. Or actually, I guess we went to two reefs and the Solent, and then went to two reefs and the staysail, and had a number of squalls up to 35 knots steady, right on the beam. It was making up to 18, 19, 20 knots. We had four ballast tanks full, so the boat was highly pressured, making incredible time, but still not making quite as good time as the leaders. Knots doesn't do you much good if the other folks in the front are doing 22. So anyway, but it's okay with us. We got through all right, no sleep, maybe a couple of 15-minute naps in there. But this morning comes along, we had a couple of some big squalls in there where you would go from the 25 knots to 5 knots, back up to 25 to 30 to 34, 35 we saw, and then back down to 4 or 5 knots. So with adding the ballast tanks and so forth, I had those kind of bit of struggle. Tired this morning. So I'm trying to get back onto our routine with granola for breakfast, and raisins, and our mixture of Nestle's Neo whole milk and sugar. And tried to force a couple of 15-minute naps in there in the early morning. We have a couple of boats around us. Roman Atanasio has been up to windward for the whole night. Pieter, the Dutchman, is just a little bit behind us, and our friend Nandor Fav, Spirit of Hungary, is to leeward and ahead now. We were ahead of him most of the night and then lost him after those sail changes. That's okay. We've got a good group, and the next decision will be whether to go inside or outside of the traffic separation zone off Cape Finisterre, which is a prohibited area for the fleet. That's where ships are funneled into two traffic lanes going around Cape Finisterre, and we have that outlined on the chart. So trying to get into the pace here, we have the hydro generator in, and it's generating. We had the wind turbine on most of the night, which helped a little bit as well, and just trying to get back into the routines of being at sea after a fairly strenuous night, a very strenuous night. Let's not make it fairly. It was very strenuous. So that's it from Great American November 7th after the start, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 4 off and there.